SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. It's open enrollment time for Covered California, a free service that helps California residents get affordable health insurance. On the line to tell us more is Jagdeep Dhillon, Media Relations Manager for Covered California. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, Pepper. Great to be here. It's open enrollment time.
Start by telling us, what is Covered California and who is it for?
Well, as you kind of mentioned, Covered California is a free service that connects Californians with brand name quality health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, more commonly known as Obamacare, I guess. It's the only place that consumers can get financial help when they buy health insurance. So consider it a marketplace, right? So depending on where you live, there's a great variety of choices when it comes to name brands. All of the ones you've heard of are available on the marketplace. But instead of having to buy directly at full price from these plans, this is a marketplace that provides you with financial assistance based on your income and where you live, that sort of thing. So people can apply and get the financial assistance for their premiums and their care through Covered California. And or when they apply, you'll find out if you qualify for Covered California or Medi-Cal. And if that's true, then we will send your information to your local county and you can become a part of the state's Medi-Cal program and get coverage that way. So we're now entering our 12th year. So Covered California has provided health care to millions of Californians now for over 11 years. And in 2025, more financial help will be available than ever before to help get people covered and stay covered. Those without health coverage via their job, early retirees, obviously small business owners, anybody who does not have access to health coverage is eligible and can apply.
And what is open enrollment?
Yeah, so open enrollment, which began on November 1st and will run through January 1st, is the one time of year when uninsured Californians can sign up for health insurance for the following year. So anybody that's had health insurance coverage through their job knows there's a similar open enrollment period when you can make changes to your health plan. This is similar, and the law, the Affordable Care Act, set it up in this way. So here in California, you essentially have a full 3 months to sign up for coverage. But if you want to make sure you have coverage on January 1st and for all of 2025, then you have to sign up by the end of December.
How many Californians in this area are eligible for financial assistance with their health care costs from Covered California? And how does Medi-Cal fit into this?
Yeah, just in the Inland Empire, we have estimates from CalSIM, which is done through UCs. It estimates data out there throughout the state. And for the Inland Empire, they have that 76,000 residents are uninsured and eligible for Covered California subsidies. So 76,000 folks out there who don't have health insurance and could receive financial help to help pay for it. And another 104,000 are uninsured and eligible for no-cost Medi-Cal coverage. So we know there's a lot of people still out there that are uninsured and eligible for either financial assistance or no-cost coverage. And if you go down to the San Diego area, there are another 53,000 folks in San Diego that are eligible for Covered California subsidies and another 45,000 that are eligible for Medi-Cal. So as you can see, there's, you know, a couple hundred thousand people almost in the region that are uninsured and eligible for some kind of financial help or full financial help to pay for their coverage. So this is the time of year when you can change the uninsured part of this and get coverage for 2025.
What's new for Covered California in 2025?
Yeah, as mentioned, this is our 12th open enrollment, but we are always trying to maximize the Affordable Care Act here in California. So for this year, there will be record levels of financial assistance for consumers, thanks to two reasons. One is the continued increased federal subsidies via the Inflation Reduction Act, and also California's cost-sharing reduction program, which was implemented for last year. And this year in 2025, we'll see its budget doubled. And what that does is it drives down out-of-pocket costs for our enrollees. And these benefits, what this does is, so out-of-pocket costs include deductibles. So these people that are going to be on the Silver 73 plan will pay zero deductibles for their health care coverage. And all what these benefits do is they further decrease the cost of health care and make Californians who have incomes up to 250% of the federal poverty level and higher are all now eligible. So if you're at 200% federal poverty level, and that's 30,000 for one person and about 60,000 for a family of four. So anyone above that threshold is now eligible for the Silver 73 plan.
Let's talk about the financial help that's available. How much does coverage cost?
For our nearly 1.8 million enrollees, more than 90% receive some sort of financial help. And we know that two-thirds are eligible for comprehensive coverage for $10 or less per month. And our research shows that about 23% will be paying a $0 monthly premium for their plan. So there's lots of financial help available. And if you've checked before and found that it was too expensive, now is the time to check again. All of these changes that have been made to the law and how it's been supplemented has definitely made healthcare coverage more affordable for more Californians.
I'm speaking with Jagdeep Dhillon, Media Relations Manager for Covered California. How many San Diego and Inland Empire residents have Covered California plans now, and do they have a deadline to make changes?
Yes. So in the San Diego area, we have 127,000, more than that, residents who are on the exchange. And that's an increase of over 13% in the past 4 years. So essentially since the COVID pandemic. And in Inland Empire, we have over 165,000 residents that are on a Covered California plan. And that's an increase of enrollment of 22% since 2020. Now, all of those people, our renewal period actually began on October 1st. So current enrollees can log into their accounts right now on coveredca.com if you do it yourself. Or if you use a agent or a certified enroller, you can talk to them about making any needed changes immediately. With the enhanced cost sharing reduction program I mentioned, everyone should look into their options and see if they're eligible for that no deductible silver plan. And it's always a good idea during open enrollment to figure out what the best options are for you and your family and make the best decision for 2025.
What are the key deadlines we need to know about? When do people need to sign up by?
Yes. So as mentioned, to receive coverage on January 1st and for all of 2025, you have to sign up by the end of December, December 31st. So that is the first key deadline, December 31st. And whether it's, like I mentioned, on coveredca.com, where you can make your own account and go through your options there, or you can sign up through one of our 14,000 enrollment partners or agents throughout the state who speak every language that you can imagine. We have a search engine on coveredca.com, an agent finder feature where you can put in your zip code and your language preference, and you can pull up all of the agents in your area that can assist you. So there's lots of different ways to do it. You can do it yourself. You can get help. However you do it, though, make sure you get it done by the end of December to have coverage for all of 2025.
I've heard that California has reduced its uninsured rate more than any other state in the nation. Is there more work to do, though?
Yes. So we're very proud of this. California's uninsured rate has fallen from 17.2% to a record low of 6.4% in 2023. So in the time since Covered California opened its doors, that's the largest percentage drop for any state in the nation. So we've gone from over 17% to under 6.5% in that time frame. So we're very proud of that as California continues to deliver on the promise of the Affordable Care Act by providing Californians with access to affordable, quality health insurance. But as you mentioned, there is work to do. CalSTEM data shows that there are nearly 1.3 million uninsured Californians that are eligible for either Covered California subsidies or no-cost Medi-Cal coverage. So there's about 600,000, just over 590,000 eligible for Covered California subsidies and about 675,000 eligible for Medi-Cal. And those are the folks we're trying to reach during this open enrollment.
How can people find out about their options and how much financial help they may be able to receive? I mean, health insurance can be complicated. Can people get help enrolling?
Yes, we always encourage people to get help. As mentioned, you can sign yourself up at coveredca.com. And a chunk of our enrollees, of course, do that. You set up name, password, you get in there and you look through your options. But as you mentioned, health insurance is complicated, and sometimes you need that help to kind of sift through those options. And as mentioned, we have over 14,000 certified insurance agents and community organizations throughout the state who can answer your questions and give you free confidential help. So make sure no one charges you anything. If you are trying to sign up for Covered California, it is free and confidential help. All of that enrollment assistance is free, and it's available in a variety of languages, including obviously English, Spanish, Mandarin, Korean, Cantonese, Vietnamese, and dozens of other languages.
I've been speaking with Jagdeep Dhillon, Media Relations Manager for Covered California. Give us those critical deadlines again.
Yes, the deadline to get coverage for all of 2025 is December 31st. So the time is now to get signed up and add it to your holiday checklist. We're all going to get busier as Thanksgiving comes around. So the sooner you get this done, the less you have to worry about it heading into the new year. And if you're already a Covered California member, you have that same deadline of December 31st to make any changes for your 2025 health care plans, either online or through a certified agent or enroller, or you can even call our Covered California Service Center at 800-300-1506. That's 800-300-1506.
And is there anything else you want us to know?
Yes, definitely. As mentioned, this is our 12th open enrollment. There's been a lot of changes with the exchange and to the law, but with these enhanced federal subsidies and this new California cost-sharing reduction program aimed at lowering out-of-pocket costs for Californians, if you haven't checked in a while or you thought it was too expensive before, please check to see what you're eligible for now. Most people are going to be paying far less than healthcare has ever been available before in California. So check your options and get signed up if you're uninsured.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and happy open enrollment season.
Thank you, Pepper. Everyone have a great rest of your day.